we're here. So what have you guys been talking about?
Oh, you know, you.
Okay.
That's all anyone ever talks about.
I know.
You guys got a beverage?
Yeah. I'm drinking a tropical fruit Waterloo.
Nice. I have a jar of Johnny Walker Black. And
that's not what it looks like.
Mixing it right here with a good old, you know, Pepsi Mango.
Okay.
Well, I don't think Johnny Walker is going to sponsor this podcast.
I am drinking from
Buys Pepsi Mango.
This guy.
The guy who likes all the fruit.
I guess.
I'm drinking from Breakside Brewing.
How bad could it be?
Passion Fruit Sour Ale.
Right.
I was just like, that's got to be worth a try, a Pepsi Mango.
It's not.
Was it worth the squeeze of the mango?
It's pretty mango-y. I mean, but I was spoiled with some pretty fresh mangoes off the tree in Thailand, so I don't know why I did this.
But I was spoiled with some Pepsi off the plant, too, and it's delicious.
Right, yeah.
Raw Pepsi. Was it organic?
Oh, nice face. Yeah, it looks like it's delicious.
That's just the face I make when I drink hard alcohol.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's good.
Smooth. So smooth. Yeah.
So we watched a movie.
We did watch a movie.
What movie did we watch?
Finally.
We watched
Out of Sight.
I've watched a lot of movies recently.
We watched Out of Sight.
Out of Sight.
That's like one of the first movies I watched in this marathon of Oscar movies I've been watching.
Uh-huh. We're not supposed to talk about that yet.
We can't talk about the things I've done in my days. It seems like that's what we're supposed to do, is talk about things we've done. You moron.
I think Ryan has some trivia for us.
I do have some trivia.
Play the music.
Play the music. Can someone please keep score?
Bill can.
I'll keep score.
I don't have paper or
no,
pen.
No, that's great. I got it.
Oh,
I got it, Rick. I will keep score.
As the Bill knowledge. Alliterated much the last time I had to keep score. It's not like you don't have a computer right in front of you that has like a notepad on it that you can keep score on.
He said that?
Yes.
No, I don't remember that. But also, can you imagine me trying to do that?
But also, I don't want to.
Could you imagine me trying to use my computer to do something else? Like,
yes,
think of the things I'm already doing. And how would it go?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Anyway.
It'd take him 7 minutes to log into Notepad.
He's asking for an update. What's my passcode? For trivia, I have...
My keyboard isn't connecting.
I have 7 over-under questions for the year 1998, the year that Out of Sight came out in theaters. We'll go with Rick to set the line because he was last the podcast. In January 1998, what was the average cost of a newly built single-family home in the United States?
In the whole United States.
Averaged, yes.
$101,000.
Bill, is the correct answer over or under $101,000?
Over, but not by much.
Bill wins a point for $148,000.
I was only $47,000 off.
Yeah.
All right. Bill goes with the hot hand.
Jump change. You were only off by 47%.
The Ford Taurus LX was the top-selling car of 1998. What was the sticker price of a Ford Taurus LX?
Ford Taurus LX in 1998. Retail price, $21,998.
Rick is the correct answer. Under. Rick gets a point. $15,988. Tied at 2.
Yeah.
Out of Sight was the 50th.
Wait, we're tied at two?
Tied at one.
Tied at one, but it's yeah.
The two is tied. The two it points
means,
is tied.
It means two tallies. Two points that are being given out. Right. We're tied with one each of them.
There are two tallies on my sheet, one on each side.
Rick,
we're tied at question number two. We're tied.
Rick, we both have some of those 2 points.
Right. An equal amount.
Out of Sight was the 53rd highest grossing film of 1998 with 37...
The 53rd highest?
Yes. With $37,562,000 in box office sales. How much did the number one highest grossing film of that year make? Rick, please set the line.
Are you going to tell us what the movie is, or is that the next question?
No, he's not going to tell us. But I can guess.
You can, for a extra bonus point, you can guess.
Is it, yeah. Is it Titanic?
And what's the number?
This is in the theater. Is this the gross you see now? Do you know it was...
The highest grossing of that year. So it was within the 98... Yeah, so it's
receipts of that year.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say... 600 million.
I'm also going to say Titanic, and I'm going to say over.
Ooh. Well, it was Titanic, but you were both wrong. It was under. Well, Rick wins because Bill was over. Yeah. Yeah, that's how that game works. A little rusty. It's all good.
It's not Price is Right rules when you set a line.
$488,888,884.
It made a $1 billion.
Yes.
But right. Right.
Not
in 1998.
Probably that year. Right. Right. And what year did it come out? Do you know?
I think it came out that year in 98.
I know. What month, sorry, is what I meant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It probably came out late.
Because it could be spread over 2 years.
Thought, right. I thought that was a Christmas, wasn't it?
Probably. And then the next year, another. Yeah.
600 million. Yeah.
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 All right. Rick has 2 points. Bill has 1 point.
Wait. But I also said Titanic.
2 points.
But I also said Titanic.
But
so
you were
to,
wrong.
You're right. It's 3-2.
It should be 4-2.
Doesn't? No, it shouldn't. How do you have 4 points?
Because you how don't do you get to, you don't get to say Titanic.
No, but tell me where your 4 points came from.
I get 3 total, and you have 1.
So where does your 4 come from?
I know that you shouldn't have 2.
That's why it's 3-2, because you're a moron and I'm keeping score.
Fine deal.
On October 29th, John Glenn became the oldest man to fly in space aboard the space shuttle Discovery. How old was he? Please set the line.
39.
Oh, older.
Bill gets the point. 77.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. That seems dangerous.
Yeah.
Bill.
Some real space cowboy there.
I have.
Woo! I wish I could whistle good.
Wolf whistle.
I would have done.
Or at all?
That's a song, Bill. Did you know that?
No.
Space cowboy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He doesn't know what the Joker is.
Of course he doesn't. Bill, I have 5 World Championship sports franchises from 1998. How many can Rick name?
Rick can name 2.
Rick, I have the champions of MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, and the World Cup.
So I have to name them?
If you can name 2 or more, you get points.
So if I just... Okay, if I name 2 or more.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so the Bulls...
One.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I said that's 1.
Well, I was making sure. Sometimes Ryan says things that aren't right.
Yeah, no. That's a good point. No, good point. You get a point for that.
Okay, wait. You said soccer, baseball,
World Cup. Mm-hmm.
Baseball, basketball, football?
Baseball, basketball, football, hockey, soccer. Stanley.
Yeah, so if you want, you can name the hockey champion, Rick.
Yeah, so I'm going to say the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Incorrect. Detroit Red Wings.
Okay. No. Hang on. Don't do that anymore, because I want bonus points if I can name ones he misses.
Fair. Okay. I'll only identify correct answers.
Okay.
The Oakland A's. The Yankees.
Correct.
You can't name another baseball team.
Oh, did I say a baseball team?
You said the Oakland A's.
Oh. He didn't say I couldn't say that.
What sport did you think that was?
I don't know what I was saying. He said I could say it, though.
No. You still get a shot at football and soccer.
Okay. The Dallas Cowboys.
And Bill. You get an opportunity.
Wait, soccer. Wait, soccer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Name a soccer team.
Brazil.
Okay, so I get the point for the game.
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you say Yankees was correct? Did you blow that one?
I think I did.
Okay. Yeah. So I can't guess Yankees. I can't guess Bulls. So I'm going to say the New York Rangers for hockey.
You can't guess a baseball team for hockey. That's Texas. It was a joke. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Is that incorrect?
Incorrect. Okay.
What was it?
Detroit Red Wings. And I already said that.
You already told us
and
that.
And you didn't even pay attention.
Okay. Sorry. And then for football, I believe that was the Denver Broncos. I think that was John Elway's last season.
Denver Broncos is correct.
And World Cup, I'll say Germany. I don't
know. France.
So I'm taking 2 points, one for the game and one for knowing the Broncos.
Correct.
Wait, why do you get a point for knowing the Broncos?
Because you didn't.
But that doesn't mean you get it.
Yeah, it makes me smarter than you and I get an extra point.
I don't think so.
I gave you a point just for admitting that Ryan is wrong sometimes.
You should have got 1 point.
Fine. Fine. Don't worry about it. It's 5-4. I'm winning.
Fine. Oh, now you're winning too. That's cool.
We were tied at 2.
Yeah.
Bill.
I said the Yankees.
Does it count?
Is that what you got? Oh, yeah, you got. Okay, fine.
Bill. I didn't take a point for that.
Good.
Bill.
Yes.
In 1998, how much did a 32nd Super Bowl ad cost?
Oh, this old chestnut.
This old chestnut.
I'm going to say $1.4 million.
Rick, over or under?
Well, I always get screwed. Over.
It was under $1.2
million. I knew it.
Ooh, that was a good line. That was a good line.
That was about where the million started, I think, in that range.
And 4, double the points. 2 points total.
So this would be a tie if you get it, Rick.
Cool.
What was the average life expectancy at birth in the United States in 1998? I have a 2-decimal-place answer.
85.42.
Rick, is the correct answer over or under? 85.42.
Under.
Correct. 76.58.
Nice. I was going to say 77.
Oh, well, you didn't. we are tied.
The tiebreaker question is...
Ooh, he had one. Look at it.
In 1998, the Ford Taurus, as previously mentioned, was the number one selling car. How many did they make?
Make or sell?
How many did they make in 1998? Not 1998 model years made in 97. How many cars did they Ford Tauruses did they make in 98?
8 million.
Okay, so now, since I set the line...
No, I set the line.
I got that last one right.
Oh, great. Okay, yeah, you set the line. Set it wherever you want. You know what I think.
I'm going to say 8 million.
You asshole.
And Bill is the correct answer, over or under 8 million.
Oh.
I was watching your face and I knew you were thinking about it. I was just waiting for you to set your own line.
Yeah.
You're playing against yourself.
I know.
Your most dangerous competitor.
I guessed about 4% of what I guessed that the U.S. population was. So I'm going to say under.
That is correct. They made 6.3 million.
Ooh, it was a good line, though.
You're only off by 1.5 million.
Yeah. Rick, Bill wins trivia.
Bill cool. wins trivia.
It's good scorekeeping.
You're welcome.
You did promise these kind of results when you started keeping score.
I sure did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to my mango, Pepsi, and scotch.
God, that sounds gross.
And it's Johnny Walker.
Yeah, right.
But it's black.
Sure. So that makes it okay.
We watched a movie.
We watched Out of Sight.
Is it weird that I'd never heard of this movie?
No.
I mean, no.
I mean,
well,
we've built 4 years of a podcast on the premise that you've not watched a movie.
No, it is weird because this movie seems like 10 movie you should have seen.
It's weird to me that it was like the 53rd highest grossing movie of that year.
Well,
and that it came out when I was in high school. It feels like something I would have heard about.
Yeah. Well, because even if let me like it or not, it seems like something you would have watched or not been against watching.
Or at least heard
right,
about.
Right. I went to see Titanic.
Right.
Yeah. It would have been
really
in the theaters.
The same movie?
But at the same time. Like, yeah. I might have seen a poster.
Right. Well, but Clooney wasn't like. Who was he at that point? He was on ER, right?
He was on ER.
And then.
I didn't know he was on ER.
Yeah. He was like, yes, that's how he got famous.
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen ER.
And then that doesn't matter. That's the thing. You know, you don't have to have seen it. No things exist. Like,
so
I know that there was a show called ER that was a doctor show.
Sure. And you know, nothing about it. You don't know anybody that was in it. It was like, nope. Do you know who was
it's like? In? It's like Grey's Anatomy. I know that's also a doctor show. You have no idea who's ever been in it. Never seen an episode.
Do you know where it takes place?
I think because you said that, I'm going to say Seattle.
Yeah. See.
So at this point, Clooney had been in From Dusk Till Dawn, Batman and Robin, and The Peacemaker before Out of Sight came out. So those are all decently big movies.
Right. Yeah. I saw it. I saw Batman and Robin.
I guess Batman. That's weird. What was he in before Batman? What was his biggest thing before those two things? Was it ER?
From Dusk Till Dawn, maybe?
No, that's Friends. That wasn't big, though.
No.
Right?
I mean, I heard of it and saw it.
Sure.
And if we're going to use me as the barometer for popularity.
Yeah.
ER?
Well, anyway.
This doesn't seem right.
It's probably, it doesn't
sound. That's a different ER.
Okay. He was on the other ER?
From 1984 to 85 in 5 episodes.
Nope, that's not it.
I know, but it's on IMDb, but it's definitely not the right ER.
Yeah.
It's /R.
So this movie was, out in 1998. That's probably when I saw it, because I haven't seen it really since. I haven't seen this movie in a long time.
Oh, okay. So he was on ER from 94 to 2009.
No, he wasn't.
Okay, that's when the show ran.
That's yep. We can keep going with this research if we want.
Welcome to our new segment. Ryan reads things from IMDb that are wrong.
Hey.
Welcome to our new segment. What's George Clooney been up to? So
when did ER start? Did you say 1994?
Yes.
I think he was on an episode of Friends. Maybe that was the biggest thing he was in before.
He was on Friends as well.
No, it was ER.
He was on ER.
You think
up
ER
until...
was bigger than Friends?
It was big.
It was huge. No, it's not bigger than Friends, but that's he didn't get famous from Friends. He had been on ER.
He was on 108 episodes up until the year 2000.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on for a long time. So ER actually has been watched in my house. When I first met my wife, and then she's actually currently rewatching it and almost done with it again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know some things about it.
Okay. Is it That's good?
All. Yeah. I mean, do you like doctor shows?
I don't know what doctor shows I've ever seen. Yeah, oh, so Scrubs. The only doctor show I've ever seen, I think, is Scrubs.
It's not
I
like
it.
Scrubs.
Very different situation. the thing about Ur is like,
oh, I watched House.
It's yeah,
closer well, to House.
Yeah. So here's the thing about Ur is like, if you sit down and watch episode one and you keep going, you're going to find some seasons that you like and dislike. And because it's like cyclical where like there's new people all the time. And if you jump back in, you're like, who are these people and what are their problems? You know, why are these people dating? So it's like,
it's more like a soap opera that happens inside of a hospital.
Yeah, kind of. But there's a lot of hospital stuff and you do kind of get some information about like.
Well, and wasn't
hospital, he, and it's Michael Crichton's show.
Yeah.
Okay. I like Michael Crichton.
Yeah, I think he created it, right? I might be making that up.
That sounds right. I'm off of the page now, but I'll get back there.
He was a doctor, right?
I don't think it matters if you're on the page or not. Right?
I hate you, Bill.
Anyway, so when we watched this movie, I was like, I don't know if I had actually, I knew I had seen it, but I was like, have I seen it? And I watched it, I was like, oh, I've definitely seen this. I remember like some scenes specifically, like when he pops out of the ground and some stuff like that.
Yeah, I didn't watch this movie. I think I watched this movie after I saw Jackie Brown because I knew there was a connection.
Yeah, Ryan, we just watched Jackie Brown and then we assigned Out of Sight.
No, I mean when Jackie Brown originally came out, when all the normal people watched Jackie Brown.
Got it.
That's how I watched these movies.
And that's because Michael Keaton's in it? Why did you?
No, well, because they're both Elmore Leonard.
They're both Elmore Leonard.
Right. Yeah.
Which I know.
Yeah. Good job. Because it says it in the credits or?
And I just checked out a book from the library, which is four later novels by Elmore Leonard. And it's Get Shorty, Rum Punch, which is Jackie Brown, and Out of Sight, and then something about Indians.
Right. Have you started reading it?
Watching the pages.
I'm like 100. I've watched about 100 of the pages of Get Shorty. That's the first one in there.
Have you read Elmore Leonard books before?
No. Have you?
No. No. I was going to. I kept wanting to. I think I.
Oh, okay. That counts. I was gonna. I thought about reading it.
I did check one out and I read half of it. What was it? I forgot what it was called. And then I wanted to read.
Was
Rum
it
Punch.
The other one that show was based on?
Kid's Story.
No, Short Story.
It wasn't a movie. Fire in the Hole.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Justified. It was just, you know, what's weird about Elmore Leonard? When I first heard of him and when I watched Justified, I was like, oh, this guy, I always assumed he was like an old man that wrote old Westerns, like Louis L'Amour. Because
his name is Elmore?
Yeah. And like the covers of his books look weird and old timey too. But his adaptations at least sure feel fresh and modern and good.
Mm. Yeah. So it's interesting because the first book in the first novel in the book I'm reading is Get Shorty, which is a movie I've never seen. So I have no idea how it adapts, but it's like all over the place, really fast. Like this scene, this scene, this scene. Now we're in Florida. Now we're in LA. Now we're in New York kind of thing.
I have this theory that's not mine that I'm starting to maybe agree with. Do you ever think that, you know, when you read a book, and then you go watch the movie and the book's always better than the movie.
Most of the time.
Pretty almost always, right? Like it's pretty almost rare. Always.
Yeah. That's how I'd say.
Wouldn't it be better? Is it always better to watch the movie and then read the book?
Yes. That's how I always almost do it.
Yeah. Right. it's pretty almost always the best way to do that. That's why you shouldn't be reading Get Shorty right now. Actually, we should watch Get Shorty.
Yeah.
But
I'm doing it this way.
Right. So that would skew our numbers for trying to watch good movies. If you don't like it because you read the book, that's not as good.
Maybe you should ask me if I give the book a 50 or higher before you assign the movie.
Right. I guess you'd have. Yeah. What were you going to say, Ryan?
No, we're just kind of glazed over the co-star of this movie, Jennifer Lopez. And do you guys?
I don't know if we glazed over because we haven't even talked about the movie yet.
Fair.
True.
who do you think was bigger in 1998, Jennifer Lopez or George Clooney?
Like, when did Jenny from the Block come out?
After that.
So Clooney was bigger.
She had Jennifer Lopez. She was in Selena, the movie.
It was huge.
And first Latin artist to make $1 million.
Doing what?
As an actress.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
That's a weird record to hold.
In Selena, she made over $1 million.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I just threw it out there.
She probably made $1 million in album sales before Selena, don't you think?
Probably.
Was she big music before then?
She was music before she was an actress, wasn't she?
No, not really.
She was a dancer.
She was a fly girl.
Yes. She danced
on... What's a fly girl?
Oh, boy. In Living Color.
There was a show called In Living Color, Bill.
Okay.
You ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
I mean, am I going to get canceled if I say it's Black SNL?
Well, it's a sketch comedy show by the Wayans Brothers. Would be easier. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have to worry about it.
Okay.
And the interstitials between sketches would have girls dancing.
Okay.
And one of them was J-Lo. One of them was Rosie Perez. I don't think Paula Abdul. No, she was a Laker girl.
And we'll pick that thought up after the break.
Yeah, let's take a break and then keep talking about Out of Sight.
Let's not take a break. Let's just pause. Wait till Ryan leaves.
Check out. Shit, I forgot what it's called. It's in Portland. It's the hair place. Man, they've been sponsoring us for 2 years. What's it called? It's called Hairpin Salon. That's what it's called. Yeah. Check out Hairpin Salon in Portland. Google it.
Why is it taking him 15 minutes to come back?
He probably went to go pee.
Why did it take you so long to get back from the break?
I had to pee.
I nailed it.
That's what breaks are for.
Oh, yeah, that Waterloo goes right through you.
It does. I almost Waterlooed my pants.
Remember the other podcast or the podcast a few weeks ago where you asked if carbonated water makes you pee more than regular water?
Yeah.
What? Did you find out the answer? Funny. Which one? Waterlooing my pants?
Yeah. Yeah. No, not the thing Ryan said.
I don't know. We're Ryan. Oh, hi, Ryan. You're back.
Yep. I'm back.
Okay. So,
Clooney. Every time I take a sip of this, I forget it's mango Pepsi. and then I remember.
Quickly remember.
Well, no, it's actually, what's weird is it tastes like Pepsi on the in. And then when you breathe out, it's all mango.
Cool. And where's the whiskey in that tasting note? All the way through it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Clooney, robbing a bank.
Oh, yeah, that's what this movie is about.
It's a heist movie.
You know what this movie used to do to me? In my brain, for some reason, I confused this movie with The Jackal.
Another
I don't know why. Yeah, I like that movie. But
I always get The Jackal confused with other movies, too.
Is that Val Kilmer?
Yes. Jack Black?
No, I shoots Kilmer.
He shoots Jack Black's arms off. Is it Val Kilmer that does it?
Hmm.
Or is that the Saint?
That's what I'm thinking.
Val Kilmer's in the Saint. I thought it was.
That's,
which one's Philip Seymour Hoffman in?
Along Came Polly. Boogie Nights. Yeah.
I was going to say Patch Adams.
Okay.
Twister.
Okay. Clooney robs a bank. Can I just say, okay, it's been a minute since I watched this movie. But I remember being very confused about the timeline of this movie and when the scenes were supposed to take place. Because this movie is all sorts of out of order.
Well, sure. But you figured it out within 15 seconds of the scene changing, right?
I mean, I figure out that it's either earlier or before, but where they all shuffled together was a little confusing.
Okay. Because you were, okay. I think the confusion lies there with they're in different jails at different times.
That's part of it, right?
Yeah.
I also was like, I must have missed something because there's no way J-Lo is stupid enough to think she's fallen in love with him after just that one scene that I saw where they were shoved in the trunk of the car together.
Maybe. But okay. How long would it take you to fall in love with George Clooney in a trunk? He's pretty good looking.
I mean, he smells like sewage.
Yeah, but yeah. Good sewage.
Handsome sewage.
Right. Okay. Here's the question. How much sewage would George Clooney have covered in for you not to want to hook up with him?
Any?
Any? Like he couldn't have a little bit on his shoe?
I don't want to hook up with him, Sam Switch.
But you know,
it's if I'm Kalooney. J-Lo in 1998.
Okay, what if it's J-Lo? How much sewage could she have on her?
That's a different equation.
And no, I'm not saying it makes sense that Clooney falls in love with J-Lo.
Sure. Okay. Right.
Right. There's the whole guy girl thing, and then there's also no social or career barrier to him having feelings for her.
Right. He has no negative. There's no negatives for him in that relationship.
Exactly. It's only trading up for him to like her.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Everything is negative. Everything is stacked against her if she has any affection for him.
Yeah.
But she doesn't anyway.
I think part of this movie that was wasted was not enough Luis Guzman.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I like him and everything, and he's in so much stuff that he's always fun.
Mm-hmm. Steve Zahn played a very Steve Zahn.
I wouldn't
Zahn
have known
character.
His name if you hadn't said, I love Steve Zahn. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was fine. Yeah. He didn't have a great part, but he was good.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine Keener was good.
Yep. She's always
that?
Good. His good. Like, it's like the
this lady on the outside. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know, this movie was weird because we just watched Jackie Brown recently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it has the same like zhuzh. It's trying to have that same feeling, but it's not.
So that's got to be the Elmore Leonard vibe then.
Probably. Yeah. But it doesn't hit like it doesn't have the Tarantino flair on it.
Right.
Yeah, it's not. It's right. More polished and not as spicy. The Jackal was Bruce Willis and Richard Gere.
Yep. That makes sense.
And Jack Black.
Have you not seen that movie, Bill?
Nope.
Okay. All right. What do we want to? What do you guys? Do you think it'd be fun to get a rob? If Clooney tried to pretend to rob your bank, would you let him?
Is this a euphemism again for the trunk of a car?
No, I'll talk about your trunk in a minute.
Just wanted to wink, wink, rob your trunk, if you know what I mean. Rob your bank,
okay.
Excuse me.
I think that we've all watched this movie too long ago. What did you think about the final, you know, showdown in the house
With Don Cheadle?
Shoots again. Oh yeah, Don Cheadle. That's who it is. Yeah. Right, because it was like little Ocean's 11 feel.
Yeah, because George Clooney and Don Cheadle were in it.
Right.
Before Ocean's 11.
I felt like this whole movie was kind of like not as much about the bank robbery and the heisting as I would like it to be. It was just too much of the relationship story. And so like that scene was fine. It was short. It was a little, you know, I don't know. It was odd.
Do you think instead of a rom-com, we can call it a rom-rob?
A rom-rob?
Yeah.
A romantic robbery?
Yeah.
If you want to call it that, we can call it that.
Or a rom-con.
Oh, that's way better.
Yeah, I know. It took me a minute. I just had to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
My gears were turning too. That's why you could smell smoke.
Right. You should have Ryan edit that out so that you sound smart.
I'll leave that in.
I think it's okay to work it out, you know?
Yeah, let people in on the process. let them see how Rick's sausage is made.
Somewhere near his bank.
It's not a video podcast.
You guys want to watch my brain sausage get made?
All right. You know what? I think we talked a lot about this movie. And we should probably get to the climometer.
Might as well.
We should probably get to the climometer.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to keep it.
Just a bunch of shit cut together.
I almost did a spit take.
I don't know why the climometer sounds like bongo drum.
Come on.
This whole thing went sideways real quick.
Yeah, climometer and homework.
I said kilometer.
We both just said climometer instead of kilometer.
What'd you guys think I would think about out of sight?
Well, let me fire up the old climometer machine here and I'll tell you.
Don't hurt yourself.
I pulled a hammy.
That thing doesn't come with an operator manual.
Boy, howdy. I don't think we did.
Awesome.
And if we did, I'll have to look it up.
Okay, cool. Well, what do you think right now? After that extensive conversation about the movie.
And colluding. 51. Rick's forever 51.
Right. Yeah. That's going to be his line of clothing.
Right. Forever 51. I think Bill gave this movie a 41 and a half.
Wow, you guys, you're selling me short here. Okay. It's Clooney and it's J-Lo and it's Steve Zahn. Like,
yeah, but we just had this conversation about it that you didn't.
No, like. I know. I'm not saying I loved it, but it was written well. It was acted well. It had some funny parts. I didn't love the story, but I also didn't hate the movie. I enjoyed watching it. And, you know, we're still early in the year, so I don't want to, you know.
It did have the slickness.
I don't want to sink Rick's tugboat too quickly here. So I definitely give this a 61.
Nice. So I have a question.
Yeah.
When we talked about having these movies be over 50%, did we also say that we're going to have we're going to take an average also?
Maybe. I don't know. Okay.
We'll do
You're too stupid to live.
My note from when we talked about that in the climometer here says, Rick says a 60% of the movies.
Degrees!
No, well, I said 60% of the movies are above 50 degrees.
Okay.
So that's not. And Ed, we think. Ooh. Yeah, we think that how many movies we're going to watch in a year.
About 50? No, probably no, 40.
No, we have music once or twice a month.
Yeah. It's like 20. We did 28 movies last year.
And how many have we watched so far?
A few. We've watched 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And so assuming we watch 28 movies, Rick, you have to get 17 over the 50 line.
And 7 out of 8 are over the line right now, right?
Yeah, you only need 10 more.
and next month isn't going to count, so we're going to watch Oscar movies.
Right, even if I like them, they don't count.
And we're going to let you pick a movie sometime, right?
Yeah,
they think.
Yeah. So I've almost already succeeded. I could really just go for it pretty soon here.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a chance.
Okay.
Take a chance
next week.
Take a chance on me.
Am I assigning a movie this week?
Sure. Yeah. If you've got one.
I'm assigning a movie.
Yeah. It's 4 years and you don't know how to do this?
I don't know if I'm assigning or if we're just going to do some movies together. Am I assigning a specific movie right now?
You are assigning. No.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
we're going to watch some Oscar movies because it's going to be Oscar season. Actually, okay. It's going to be way past Oscar season. It's going to be March Madness by the time these things come out. But okay. Yeah, let's take a pause and go through some of the Best Picture nominees like we do every year around this time.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I still want to take a chance and I'm going to assign you a movie that you can use as a palate cleanser during Oscar month.
Okay.
And I want to assign you the movie Bloodsport.
Okay. But that's not what we're going to be watching next.
But from this one on, because we're not going to have any more assignments. We're just going to talk about movies. Your next assignment will be Bloodsport. Watch it whenever you like. And we'll see in a month.
We'll talk about it after we watch a handful of Best Picture nominees.
We're going to tease it out for a month for the listeners.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bloodsport.
Yes. To wrap up a little show business before we get to the Bloodsport portion, Out of Sight is at 61. That's 1 degree above Layer Cake and 1 degree below Scrooged. Both of those movies, all three of these movies were suggested by me.
You didn't suggest Out of Sight.
Yes, I did.
I did.
I suggested Jackie Brown.
Yeah, dumbass, moron, idiot.
Take a look at your climometer and see what information you can garner from it.
Where did Jackie Brown fall, Ryan?
Jackie Brown was at 70.
Okay, so your average is better than you were saying.
I'm just saying that I had that. Okay, but this whole year, only Green Street Hooligans fell below 50, and it was like 49, right?
48, yes.
And that's it? Everything else is above?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm nailing it right now. And I think that Greasy Hooligans, I mean, you should have given it a 51.
It doesn't even count because it was actually better.
Yeah. That's not how this works.
Yeah, I mean, you were wrong, so that should count for something.
Okay, so what? You guys are going to talk about Bloodsport now? No one's going to remember that.
No,
but I guess you should enter it into the database.
You know what we'll do? We won't chat about it. We'll just give a little score while you're not listening.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm going to give it, I think he's going to give it a 24.
Rick, 24. I'm going to say he's going to like it a little bit more, 47.
Now, to be fair, this was one of your suggestions.
No,
so
we'll have
to talk about that later. It was. It definitely was.
It was my assertion that I wanted to watch it again, but you came up with it to begin with.
Because you said no. Because I would have picked, we'll talk about, I would have picked Lionheart, I think, if I was going to pick a Van Damme movie. But we'll talk about why later.
You're going to fucking check the tapes, aren't you?
Possibly. You might have to check the texts. It's a whole thing.
It is a whole thing.
Bloodsport, it's fun. It'll see what he does. It'll be okay. I'm gonna still take one for the team on this one, no matter who assigned it. Because I'm not scared of Bill.
So yeah. So I haven't seen this movie in forever. I'm remembering it being fun, but it was probably 17 or 18 when I watched it, so that's a little
that
different.
Was probably 10 or something.
Yeah, right. I mean, Van Damme's cool in a 80s kind of way.
Yeah, he's okay. You know what? We got to get into it when we talk about that. We got to wait.
Yeah.
I have lots of Van damage stuff to talk about.
All right. Well, I think it about wraps it up for this week. I really want to thank all of the listeners out there. We really do appreciate you. Please take a minute to check out our socials. We are on Instagram at Miseducation of Bill. We are on at Miseducation of Bill, and please email us at miseducationofbill@gmail.com. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and like us on all of your favorite podcast apps. You can find us on all of the major apps, Spotify, Apple Music, and anywhere else you can find your podcast. A special thanks goes out to Wyatt Only and The Wreckage for letting us use their music on the podcast. You can find them on Spotify and at WOATW.com. Well, right. I don't think we have anything else left to do but get out of here.
Yeah, let's go see what the stars do with these new movies.
These new movies to everyone.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Drink, 'cause we're